What you're about to do is a simple loving-kindness meditation that is especially helpful for developing self-compassion and for helping to heal our areas of emotional pain. We all have a shared humanity. We all experience suffering at some stage in our life. The great challenge is to gain insight from those moments, to transcend them. And then in transcending them, to take that newly found love and return it out to the world. This is a true service to humanity. So what I'd like you to do now is just make sure that you're sitting comfortably. If you do want to lie down, that's fine, but it's best if you do this in the morning then so that you don't fall asleep, because the goal of these types of meditation is to enhance your awareness, not to fall asleep. So I'll just be starting in a moment, so just make yourself comfortable. Make sure that your feet are flat on the floor, your back is straight, your neck is straight. And you can close your eyes if you feel to or not. It sometimes is enhanced if we close our eyes, but it's definitely not necessary. If you're not sure about closing your eyes, just find a point in the distance that you can fixate on and just lower your gaze a little bit. Enjoy. So let's start by just bringing our awareness back to the body. Just let your mind wander through your body and just see if there are any areas that have some tension or stress about them, and just let that go. Just relax those areas. And just let your shoulders drop. And let your hands just rest comfortably in your lap. Let your belly soften. Just let your wise and loving heart open. Let the breath be gentle. And just come back to yourself. Back to this moment. The only moment there ever is. The one right now. And as we sit in this moment, just allow your awareness to come to your breath. Now, the breath is a funny thing. It has its own wisdom. You've been breathing since the very first moment you were born, and yet sometimes when we look at it, it likes to speed up or slow down. And it's perfectly okay. We're just going to be like a curious scientist that simply observes the breath as it moves into the body and as it moves out of the body. And I've found it helpful often to just pay particular attention to the pause at the end of the breath. Now, sometimes as we bring our attention to our breath, and only the breath, thoughts will arise. And that's perfectly natural. In fact, if you catch yourself thinking about something that happened in the past or a concern about something in the future, that's wonderful. Because the moment you catch yourself being aware of your awareness, you've fired up a part of your brain which actually helps you to deal more effectively with stress. So it's all good. And as soon as you become aware of your thoughts, no need to judge them. Just be like the curious scientist who simply observes and then returns the attention back to the practice at hand, which in this case is breathing. This breath. This breath. Paying particular attention to the pause at the end of the breath. And this practice in itself is very powerful. It's completely free, something that you can do anytime. Just bring your awareness back to the breath in the present moment and allow yourself to become still and quiet. So in this place of stillness and quietness, let's use this time now to bring our awareness to gratitude, to the things in life that we are grateful. And just reflect on the incredible number of things that are in your life. Perhaps you have a computer or a home to stay in, the warmth of a heater or fire, a car, electricity, food in the fridge, even a fridge, friends, perhaps a pet, clothing on your back, the opportunity to sit and reflect. These are all beautiful gifts. And as we connect to that gratitude of being so grateful for having these opportunities, our heart begins to open. And beautiful feelings that arise from the open heart begin to heal us, helping us to gain insight and to feel better. So just allow yourself to say thank you. That can be thank you to the universe, to spirit, or to God, or your sense of God, or even to just thank yourself, but allow that gratitude to radiate outwards and allow that beautiful feeling to build in your heart. Thank you. Now I want you to think of one or two people in your life who you are not in conflict with, but who have done something kind for you, and you have probably done something kind for them. These will be the sorts of people or friends that have given you a meal or put you up for the night or helped you out when you've been a bit short of a dollar. They really care about you and you care about them. And I want you to consider that that person or people may have just fallen on some hard times themselves. Something might have just happened. And I want you to feel the compassion that you would feel for them, and that you would hold them in your heart and send them love and kind thoughts. And then just say to them as you send that love and kind thoughts, may you be happy. May you find freedom from your present difficulties. And may you be at peace. May you be at peace. May you be at peace. And just allow that beautiful sense of concern and kindness to flow towards them, supporting them and healing them, helping them, encouraging them. Now I want you to imagine that you've fallen on some tough times. Think to a situation perhaps, or feel what might be happening in the present moment. And just imagine that those two friends are now looking at you, and they are feeling a deep sense of kindness and compassion for your present situation. And they're sending you love and goodwill and support and deep understanding for the challenges in life that affect all of us at one time or another. They understand. And they are saying to you, may you be happy. May you find relief from your suffering. And may you be at peace. May you be at peace. may you be at peace. And now as you receive that beautiful, warm, healing, compassion, those lovely feelings of support and care, just say to yourself, with the same degree of kindness and concern and deep understanding, may I be happy. May I have relief from this suffering. And may I too be at peace. May I be at peace. May I be at peace. And now allowing that beautiful sense of compassion and that expanded heart to radiate outwards into the world, to share that love and compassion and that healing and those insights. Just considering all of humanity and sending the same thoughts out into the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free from suffering. And may all beings be at peace. May they be at peace. May they be at peace. And just bringing your awareness back to the room and the chair that you're sitting in. Opening your eyes, taking a deep breath in, having a bit of a stretch, and just enjoying the sense of quietness and insight that you are now embodying.